The House of Representatives is back in town for all intents and purposes tomorrow. Some of the members trickling back in tonight, Senate coming back as well from their spring break. The House will take up two of the first two of 12 appropriations bills for 2016. The plan now is to bring them to the floor toward the end of April. David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call and watching how the chamber will try to play all of this out. David, thanks for coming on today. They want to get to a couple of other things, according to this letter from Kevin McCarthy, the House Majority Leader. What's more important right now to the members of the House than actually funding the federal government? Thanks for being on today.
Well, they have some time to fund the federal government. I mean, they do. If they start these appropriations bills on the week of April 27th, I think is what they're talking about.
Yes,
that would actually be unusually early, and sort of appropriately so. They got 12 to do. They want to get in order for them to get done with the House versions of the bills and leave them to the Senate. That means essentially one a week from the end of April through July into July. So I don't think that they would say anything is more important, but some things are going to be up first. Now, you've stumped me because I don't – what else does he say they're going to do?
Well,
I actually didn't read that memo.
Well, the main thing that I found striking is that they want to come back and mess through a couple of other things rather than going right to the appropriations, which, given the track record of Congress for the last however many years – and I'm not picking on the Republicans. The Democrats did it when they ran things too – that – it's not very promising that they will not expend every single minute of time that they possibly can. And so it strikes me that if you could buy two extra weeks by starting now instead of starting in two more weeks, that you might want to do that. Obviously, I'm not the majority leader, and the majority leader doesn't agree with me.
There is technically a rule. I don't want to get all too nerdy and ruley.
No, that's okay. That's what you're here for.
But in theory, as I read the budget law, they're not actually supposed to have any bills on the House floor until the middle of May unless they have a budget resolution. So what I think this means is that they think that the Republicans, believe that they will get a conference agreement between the House-adopted budget and the Senate-adopted budget between now and the 27th. And that would, under the rules, allow a spending bill to come to the floor then. But under the rules, they're not allowed to have any, the House is not allowed to vote on any appropriations bills until the full House, unless there's a budget resolution or unless it's May 15th, whichever comes first.
Okay, so that makes sense then, but you can understand, given what you and I have talked about for the past umpteen 20 years that we've been talking about this stuff,
yes, time's a waste.
Why I might freak out a little bit. And actually, I'll argue in a piece that we're going to publish on federalnewsradio.com tomorrow. I think the next couple of weeks could be really important as far as whether we're able to get back to regular order as we've been promised over the last 6 months or so.
Yes, I've taken a peek at your piece, I think, and I think it's very smartly argued. I do think this, which is that there is a little bit of a cart before the horse thing, which is it is tough to mark up any of the 12 bills until the 12 chairmen of these subcommittees knows how much their grand total in spending is going to be. These are the grand totals that are known in the wonk world of Capitol Hill is a 302B allocation.
Mm.
Some people in the agencies might actually know that lingo.
Yes.
A 302B is just the place in the budget law that explains that once there's a budget resolution, which has the grand total, the so-called 302A number for both defense spending and non-defense spending, then the appropriations committees can carve those two numbers up and allocate the money to the 12 bills.
So I shouldn't go crazy because the appropriations committees are not ready to mark up bills yet.
I don't think so. I think they're on track. I don't think you can fairly accuse them of being behind schedule or even sitting still while other things happen.
My sense is that they are definitely on proceeding. I mean, they're holding hearings and they will start to work on these bills, my understanding is, before too long. Congressman Dent's office, the subcommittee chairman for MilCon and VA on the House Appropriations Committee, his office says that they're going to be able to stick to the schedule that McCarthy wants them to, which is to have that bill be one of the first ones on the floor by the end of the month.
That's right.
That means they should be marking hearings this week and marking next week. Would that be a reasonable timeline, do you think?
You would do a subcommittee markup this week, then a full committee markup next week.
Okay.
And then the House floor the week after that. So that's the week of the 13th subcommittee, the full committee the week of the 20th, and then on to the floor. Now, the two bills are, what interests me is that the two bills have historically pretty different personalities. First one you mentioned, Milcon VA, is known, you know, as the shortest putt in the tournament. And it's got a brand new chairman, Mr. Dent. This is his first time as chairman. Military construction is pretty straightforward. There are not a lot of big fights about military construction, nor about VA. In the era of earmarks, neither of those can be slowed down or complicated with earmarks, and there aren't too many policy riders on either one, on that bill. The other one, which involves energy and water development, is more complicated for two reasons. One, a bunch of the energy money actually is spent on Defense Department nuclear activities, so that complicates things. And then the water part, the water development part, is the Army Corps of Engineers, and that leads you into environmental protection, and that means the Republicans are going to have, presumably, several bits of language that they want to add to this bill that'll slow it down as the year goes on, that would limit the Obama administration's ability to make environmental policy through executive action.
Is it possible that the Milcon VA bill could get mucked up by all of the stuff that's going on at the Department of Veterans Affairs? Most of the activity on the House side seems to be on HVAC, but not in appropes. But I wonder if there might be some spillover effect.
I suppose there could be, if somebody wants to undo what the big VA law from last year. They could try and do that through the appropriations process, and you know this one better than I, but I think in general, Congress thinks the new law is working okay so far.
They like it so far. It's just that, especially with the blow up in the hospital in Denver, where it was supposed to cost $360 million, I think, and now the latest number is $1.7 billion, and some other construction projects around the country, I just wonder whether that might wind up throwing a monkey wrench into Chairman Dent's plans.
I see. I don't know. It's going to be, as we just mentioned, there are several, this doesn't move easily. Subcommittee is usually pretty easy for the chairman to get his own bill through subcommittee. Getting it through the full committee becomes a little bit more complicated, and then getting to the floor is the most complicated of all, because if past practice holds, these bills are supposed to be debated on the floor without too many restrictions on amendments, which means Democrats can stand up all day and all night and keep offering amendments to these bills.
David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call. And so if we get two done and on the floor by the end of April, then the House is out.
First week in May.
Then they're back for 2 weeks and then gone for Memorial Day. I did notice in looking at the calendar, I guess the good news is they're here almost all of June, and with the exception of Independence Day, almost all of July.
I think that's right. There are, which ends up being, 8 out of 9 weeks, or maybe it's
something like that.
Weeks.
No, I think you're right. I think it's 8 out of 9.
So that is the long slog, and that is, by the time we get to June and July, there should be an appropriations bill on the floor, one or maybe two a week. I mean, if they have them so that they're open for amendment, they can generally do one a week because it takes some time to do all these amendments and do all the votes. That'll be in the House, and then by that point, if the system is working right, the real acid test as to whether this is going to fall behind will be in the Senate, because whereas in the House the majority can still keep the trains moving more or less on time, in the Senate not so much. The so-called nuclear option against filibusters doesn't apply to legislation, so appropriations bills can tend to get slowed down very, very quickly.
Would it just be something to do with the budget, or could it be some random thing that doesn't have anything to do with the budget that just some senator decides it wants to make him sore?
Oh, it could be both. It could be a random thing. You know, there's the so-called germaneness rule doesn't apply, which means...
Not Jermaine Jackson.
Not Jermaine Jackson, no. But germane as in relevant.
Oh, okay.
Extra relevant. So you can, a senator can propose an amendment that has nothing to do with the appropriations bill at hand, or only, but more likely to that, tangentially related to the amendment to the legislation at hand. So, and this most frequently takes the form of, you can't spend any money to do X, which is the thing that a typical Republican would want to propose. You can't spend any money to do whatever Obama wants, whether it's on environmental protection or labor or education. Those are sort of three of the favorites. They will keep throwing amendments like this up, and it will be up to Mitch McConnell, as leader of the majority, to sort of regulate, to apply the brake or the accelerator to how much that's going to happen. So to sort of cut to the chase, I think this is about probably something you and I will talk about from here on out, is that it may look organized now, and it may look organized for a while, but there's a big conflict coming towards the end of the year, not only because the president and plenty of members of Congress in both parties want to spend money than the sequester caps allow, and because the Republicans want to use these bills to tie the president's hands on regulating labor, environment, et cetera.